Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Ironically, today is National Unfriend Day. It's when you're supposed to go and unfriend some people on social media. And if you're a Swiftie, you might want to unfriend Scooter Braun. Because, as you know, about a year and a half ago, Scooter Braun became an enemy to 15-year-old girls everywhere by purchasing the Big Machine label group, which included Taylor Swift's first six albums. He paid about $300 million for it. Well, he just turned around and sold the Taylor Swift music by itself in a deal supposedly worth more than $300 million.
I don't get it. I don't understand why Taylor Swift doesn't buy it at this point or why they don't let her buy it.
Who bought it?
It's a company called Shamrock Holdings, but does that mean anything to you?
No, but
they should let Taylor buy it. I mean, I'm sure she can come up with some payment plan for $300 million.
They reached out to Taylor after the sale, hoping to work with her. But under the terms of the sale, Braun still profits off those masters for several more years.
And she doesn't want him to profit at all.
And she ain't happy. She says she's been trying to buy back her masters for the past year, but Braun made silly demands that she could not meet. She is trying to buy them, so Taylor won't work with Shamrock. Instead, she's continuing with her original plan of re-recording her earlier music so she can regain control of it. She says the process has been, quote, both exciting and creatively fulfilling.
Oh, man, I have so many friends right now that are trying to get the new Xbox. They want nothing to do with the new PS5 coming out. I don't know what the big deal is. I'm not a gamer, but I wish I was a gamer because I just read that playing 4 hours of video games every day is good for your mental health, which I thought complete opposite. 4 hours a day sounded like a lot to me, but it's not, and I wish I could go back and be a gamer. I mean, it's too late now.
You can start.
Nah, I think the gaming window's closed, bro. I never got into Halo. I never got into any of those. It's like, I don't know the backstories on all those. I don't know what console's the best to get, which, by the way, Walmart just released their Black Friday stuff, and you cannot get the new Xbox or the new PlayStation in stores. It's like online only. And good luck getting it because there's a delay, I read, up until probably April.
Oh, wow.
Now, in fairness here, and I'm sure you're about to mention this, the researchers specifically tested Animal Crossing for Nintendo and said that if you play 4 hours a day of Animal Crossing, you're a much happier human being. Now, I don't know this game, but Animal Crossing sounds like a pretty fun game that's going to lift your spirits.
Yeah.
If you're playing World of Warcraft or whatever the hot new shooter game is, I got a feeling that's probably not going to give you a great sense of well-being.
Yeah, this is just ammunition for like kids to give to their parents when they see this. Like their parents are like, what? Who did the study? Oxford University. It's OG. It's legit.
Don't buy into this, parents.
So if I were to ask you who watches The Bachelor, like gender or age, what would you say?
I would say a 32-35-year-old female.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing too. But my mom watches all the time, like she nonstop, like does not miss it. That's what all she wants
really?
To do is talk about. Yes, dude.
Lupe loves The Bachelor.
She loves her, especially being in lockdown in El Paso, bro. She loves herself so The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, all that stuff. That's her jam.
Well, The Bachelor is entering its 25th season. It's 25th season, and 77% of the people who watch it are female. 23% are male. They're probably just the husbands who are forced to watch it with their wives. And the age range shocked me. Most men who watch The Bachelor are under the age of 45. I feel like it's just because they're trying to compare their body to other guys. Like, oh, what's his abs look like? What do I need to chisel today? Most women who watch it are 45 and older. 45 and older, and 26% of women who watch it are older than 65.
Wow.
Whoa.
What?
So the majority of women that watch The Bachelor are over 45.
Old. Dang.
And the majority of the men that watch The Bachelor are under 45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's not their wives or girlfriends that are bringing them in unless those 60-some-year-old women are dating way young.
We'll send you all these stories if you text TRENDING to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. Good morning.